Item number two, from the county executive, appointing Mr. Michael Hafeman to serve as the superintendent of the House of Correction.
Thank you. We have Dr. Colton with us, and I'll let you introduce your guest.
I first would like to thank you for holding this special meeting and taking these items up so quickly. We feel they're very important to be taken up as soon as possible. And so I'm here to introduce Mr. Michael Hafeman. In his search for the best choice for superintendent, the county executive met with dozens of people. Mr. Hafeman's name rose to the top and was ultimately recommended unanimously by the selection panel that the county executive convened. Mr. Hafeman has over 3 decades of experience in corrections and law enforcement, starting out as a corrections officer in Waukesha County to managing that correctional facility to serving the head of administration for the Sauk County Jail. In his previous leadership positions, Mr. Hafeman has made inmate programming a priority, ranging from electronic monitoring to work release to GED attainment. He has put strong emphasis on finding the right balance between programs that have been shown to reduce recidivism described above and making sure the facilities run in a safe manner.
Thank you. Mr. Hafeman, please.
Actually, I don't have any prepared comments. I've had a chance to meet with some of you individually, and I apologize for not getting to meet all of you. We had to move this forward. But again, we're ready. We have plans in place. I'm ready to take over the operation of the House of Correction and basically bring it back to what the county board originally envisioned when they passed this ordinance. We're going to work together, and my goal is to work with the Sheriff's Department and work with all county departments to make this a success.
Thank you. Before we go to committee members, we do have members from our audience that would like to weigh in. Let's start with Nicole Todd. Nicole.
Good morning. I am Nicole Young Todd, and I'm here to represent Wisconsin Community Services, or WCS. I will make my remarks brief, as I've had the opportunity to share with all of you, save for the two new members, our organization's support for Mike Hafeman as the next superintendent of the House of Correction. Over the past 7 months, WCS has provided to the county board facts based on thousands of methodologically sound studies, which say that targeting individual risk and need factors and building positive new skills and experiences to replace negative ones will reduce recidivism to a much greater extent than incarceration with no rehabilitative value, which, as we all know, is what is currently happening at the House of Correction under Sheriff Clark. We have pointed to 98 to 100% compliance rates of electronic monitoring as an effective intervention for low-risk individuals, though the sheriff discontinued this practice so he could fill up correctional dorms with people who could be out working and providing for their families. And we have presented evidence of the successful employment training and placement services for Huber inmates that the sheriff ended and called, quote, social engineering. But it all comes down to this. This vote today is about community safety. It's about your children, your grandchildren, and those of your constituents. WCS believes that Mike Hafeman's decisions at the House of Correction, in conjunction with other system stakeholders and community members, will make us safer, and we ask you to confirm him today. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Todd. Next, we have Diane Schmitz.
Hi, I'm currently the volunteer coordinator at the House of Correction. I've been there for 26 years, and I've served under 4 different superintendents and now the sheriff. And I would like very much for this man to be the superintendent. And Franklin, I've had an opportunity to talk with him a couple of times. He has people skills. He has listening skills. He has a heart to help inmates, and I love to provide services, and they're free. When volunteers come, they're free, and I would like to have a superintendent back out there. I think it would be good for the staff, it would be good for the inmates, and good for the volunteers.
Thank you. Okay. Next, we have Pastor Elwanger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Joel Wenger. representing Micah this morning. And I want to assure the committee that Micah, which represents 40 congregations of 14 denominations and faith groups, Micah does support the two decisions that would be made here this morning. One, that we certainly affirm the appointment of a superintendent over the House of Corrections, and number two, we support the appointment of Michael Hafeman as the person to be the superintendent. I can honestly say that Michael Hafeman has made it a point to meet with various groups in the community, people in the community, I think all stakeholders, and he has made it very clear that he is ready to move programming back into the House of Corrections and to work to make possible the rehabilitation of the persons who are there. We all know that 100% of the persons who go to the House of Corrections are coming back into the community, and not too carefully and effectively and seriously work at helping persons make a positive return back to the community is shooting ourselves in the foot all over the place. And so we really are ready, and more than ready, for the appointment of a superintendent and for the appointment of Michael Hafeman as that superintendent. We realize that there are a lot of legal ramifications to this that it seems no one quite knows what's going to happen, but we hope that all that happens moves quickly, the sooner the better for the people of Milwaukee County.
Thank you, Pastor. We also have Kit Murphy McNally. Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. I'm not representing an organization, but I'm representing 25 years of being involved in the criminal justice system and having seen the House of Correction go through many phases and several superintendents. But I want to speak this morning as a member of the citizen member of the Milwaukee County Community Justice Council. I'm not speaking for them, but as a member of the council. We've been involved for 3 years now in evidence-based decision-making in Milwaukee. For the justice system, it's been very arduous, very far-reaching. It's involved every part of the system. And what this decision-making shows very clearly is low-risk people should not be incarcerated. It feeds recidivism. It does not keep the community safer. Strong programming while people are incarcerated and connection to community programs is what works. And that's the direction the system's moving in. But unfortunately, it's not the direction that the sheriff has been moving in with the House of Correction, with the Day Reporting Center, with release on electronic monitoring. These are all proven successful programs, and it's time now to really reactivate them and to benefit the people caught up in the system as well as every neighborhood in the county of Milwaukee. I've had the opportunity through my involvement with the council and through some one-on-one meetings with Michael Hafeman to hear how he views the House of Correction, how he views programming, how he views the use of electronic monitoring, the Day Reporting Center. It's exactly what this county needs. I thank you all for this emergency meeting, for considering very seriously putting a superintendent back in the House of Correction that answers to the county executive and to you as county supervisors, which means all of us in the community have voice and get heard on these issues, which are so important to people in the community. So I thank you, and I truly hope everyone on the council moves today to confirm Michael Hafeman and we get him into the House of Correction absolutely as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from our audience? If not, I will look to committee members. I know Supervisor Johnson and then Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Hafeman, it's been alluded to a number of times with respect to how important programming is for those who are expected to be at the House of Correction because their stay is to be less than a year. I'd like for you to tell the committee, particularly for those new members who may not have had an opportunity to interview with you, what is your philosophy on programming? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The main thing, first of all, it's got to be evidence-based programming. In other words, programming that meets your needs, and it can't be a canned system, then, because what works in another jurisdiction or another city might not necessarily work here. But I think it's important to have inmates engaged and keep them active as they're going through it. We're not talking about doing anything that's going to in any way threaten security or safety. It's still going to be a well-managed, secure facility. But keeping inmates engaged, having them go through educational programs, making connections. I've met with a lot of different groups, and we're looking at establishing even reentry programs where you have individual inmates who are just about scheduled to be released from custody. They're not on probation afterwards. They're basically just cut out on the street. We'd like to set up a reentry group where they can actually make connections for housing and possibly employment. The other thing is the push employment. EM is a very cost-effective way to supervise inmates. If somebody is employed, they have a home, they have a job, my philosophy is let them go on electronic monitoring, provided they follow all the rules while they're on that program. The other thing is a day reporting center. It's being underutilized, and to me, the benefits of having an inmate in treatment for 6 hours a day and even possibly getting a job and being able to work afterwards is going to be more beneficial than having them just sit in a dormitory 24 hours a day. So the main thing is to engage these inmates and keep them busy. There's a restorative justice model, too. If the community likes, will allow it. I'm all for, and I did it in Sauk County, where we have inmate work crews picking up garbage in the parks, along the highway, assisting parks personnel, working at the greenhouses. There's a fish hatchery right across the street that could use inmate assistance. And again, this is free labor. We're not talking about replacing any type of union employees or any type of employees. This is to supplement, to make it more efficient. As we all know, after long winters in Wisconsin, the parks need cleanup. So why not put a crew out there? And when we're talking about putting inmates out here, we're talking about minimum risk inmates. These are work release inmates who would be out in the community anyway. These are not inmates. There are some inmates at the House of Corrections who will never be part of program because of their behavior or charges. But if they can, I think we have to keep them engaged. There is that restorative justice model, which says you're going to put something back to the community that had to incarcerate you and pay for the cost of the incarceration.
That's very encouraging from what I've heard, particularly as it relates to putting people to work. And it's not to use abuse people, but to make them, as you said, keep them busy. For many years along the expressway, there's been a problem of trash all over, to the extent that constituents, not only my constituents, but other supervisors' constituents along the expressway have expressed a need to have that area, those areas cleaned. So that's very welcoming to me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval. And in anticipating the outcome of this vote, I certainly hope, welcome Mr. Hafeman, and with him, a return to reasoned and common sense programming at the House of Correction, and away from the punitive kinds of measures aimed at diminishing the sense of human worth that we've seen in practice of late. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had an opportunity, as most people did. I know, the newer members didn't, but just added to the committee, but a long conversation. And the aspect that hasn't been hit today, all our speakers talk about the programs, which I think the point was well made to again today. 100% of these people will go back into the community. And, to divorce that aspect from the House, and it is indeed, as the trials, our trial, our legal challenge has been, it is a House of Correction. It is not a jail. And it's vitally different. Security still is a point, and that's a point I want to get to. But the fact that I think we've seen this national trend in all these areas, in mental health and just hospitalization in general, we're trying to get people out of institutions. In health ways and mental health ways, and I think it goes for the criminal justice system as well. That's time not well spent for a human being to be incarcerated, especially if that person is not a threat to general society and is someone who has to go back. So we've had plenty of testimony from program advocates, people on that side of the ledger, which we haven't had too much talk about, is security and organization. That's a very important part of the system also. But I think I'm happy to say that it was a concern I had initially that this superintendent candidate has a record in this area too. We talked about programs and organization security that he previously had done not only in Waukesha but then in Sauk County. And that's an area of concern to many of us also. Why we had the situation in 2009, and I'm not going to revisit for any length of time, and I don't regret that vote, and we can't take votes back anyway, but is that security and organization was lacking, to say the least, at the House of Correction. We made the move, which I thought we had to make, in 2009, to go away from a system that I think that we really didn't have much alternative. I commend the sheriff in that particular area of bringing back a semblance of order, security for the people, not only in Franklin and those feelings, but for people in general. We talk about our constituents look less, most of them, except the advocates. They're more concerned about security and organization, I think. Certainly mine are. And but that's an aspect that I think that this superintendent, and, you know, we have to acknowledge that also. So we always said from the beginning that there is a balance here at the House of Correction. There's a balance of security and organization and programming to help people. We don't want to see recidivism. We don't want to see people languish in a House of Correction and not get anything out of that. We don't want to see them back in their criminal justice system. It's a waste of their lives. It's a waste of their families. So for that balance, I am voting for this superintendent, and I hope we move forward because I'm afraid what we've seen has made this very necessary to do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Right.
Any other supervisors? Supervisor Sestunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I haven't had the opportunity to meet Mr. Hafeman, and I'm sorry we haven't been able to get together. I've read your background. It's very impressive. Hopefully, if and when you assume your duties, you'll do a great job. I've had the opportunity, though, to talk with several thousand people over the last couple of months, and they've expressed to me, particularly the folks in Franklin, that they are comfortable with Sheriff Clark running the House of Correction. And for the reasons that Supervisor Schmidt just alluded to, security and organization. And so because of those conversations, you know, I'll be voting against your appointment today. It's no reflection on your credentials, which, again, I've read, and they're outstanding. But, again, my constituents have made it very clear to me that they're comfortable with Sheriff Clark. They like the security and organization. That's a nice phrase you coined there. That Sheriff Clark has brought to the House of Correction.
Thank you. Supervisor Jurczyk.
I would encourage my colleagues to confirm this appointment. A couple of things that haven't been mentioned. I mean, the citizens of Franklin really have not been told the other side of this. When you have the sheriff go on radio talk shows and really talk the tough guy talk and make it sound like it's strictly a security and safety issue as opposed to the very fact that these individuals will be going back into the community. House of Correction inmates are there for a year or less. They will be going back into the community. And if the citizens of Franklin had heard that programming actually helps people move into the community successfully rather than just being warehoused, they would understand a different point of view. I don't think they're getting that point of view. They're not hearing that side of it. So I would love to have that discussion. I had started, and because of the pretty rapidity, and I applaud the committee for doing it. I think we need to move rapidly on this. But I had asked Ms. Collins to begin getting budgetary information as to what we put together for programming and what we've had to spend for warehousing individuals. And the initial figures that I saw clearly indicated we've had to reduce our monies for programming, lest the sheriff just use it elsewhere in his budget, which he was doing. And we've had to increase the spending on, again, warehousing individuals, which is not a good use of our budgetary dollars. The sheriff is costing us money. I think that needs to get out in the community. That decision-making is costing us money. And ultimately, these individuals will be returning into the community. It's a question of how do they return? And finally, there's all kinds of things missing at the House of Correction that should be present. There's no visitation with children, which very much upsets individuals. There's all kinds of not ability to have chaplains in there and others that had previously been allowed into the House of Correction. You actually get a win-win with Mr. Aitman. He's previously been a sheriff deputy. He understands that part of his training, but he's also run the House of Correction. So I strongly urge you to please confirm this appointment and let's move forward on this pretty quickly. I think this is an opportunity for both the legislative branch and the executive branch to send a strong message to our citizens that this current behavior is unacceptable. We're going to move forward with the House of Correction. I don't know if you read the trial brief, but I found it pretty outrageous. There's never been an indication by the legislative branch that anyone ever intended to stop running the House of Correction. So please confirm this appointment. Let's move quickly.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Steve Taylor.
Thank you, Chair. I was going to sit there and be quiet until what I just heard. Someone talked about the city of Franklin that knows nothing about the city of Franklin. Where was this board back at the end of last year talking to the city officials? The county executive's budget came down, had nothing transferring from the House of Correction to the superintendent. The board then adds amendments with no input from the Franklin residents. Now you want to talk about Franklin residents? Where were you before? Weren't you a co-sponsor on this? So what irritates me is you're taking shots at the sheriff for the job that he's done or done in the last couple of days. But the reality is, where was the input from the Franklin residents? We have six aldermen. I'm one of them. We have a mayor. No phone was picked up. No calls. No meetings in Franklin about a major change. And now you want to talk to the residents saying this, you should be informed of what's going on. Why didn't you inform them when this was happening? That really pisses me off.
Mr. Chairman, opportunity to respond, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, Supervisor Jurczyk, please.
This individual has a conflict of interest going from a supervisor at the county level where we get complete information to the common council presenting only one side of an issue. The Franklin residents, and I don't apologize for what I said. My daughter happens to live in Franklin. They have not been told the other side of this. And I would be more than happy to come to Franklin if they're going to take votes on something that is a county issue and present the other side. Thank you.
Okay. Well, how about those Brewers, huh? Well, okay. So we have a motion by Supervisor Broderick for approval on item number 2 of the confirmation. If there are no other comments or questions, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Stascunas.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.